Almighty Father, we thank you for this morning. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all that you have done for us, O Lord. We bless your name. We lift you up higher. We return all glory unto you, all honor unto your name. You are God. You are not a man. You are God. You will never lie. Thank you for your glory over our life. Lord, thank you for your word, for your mercy. Lord, we bless you. We return all the glory, all the honor unto you, Lord. For you are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We lay our crown at your feet and we say, you are holy, you are righteous, you are gracious, you are Jehovah Nissi, you are Jehovah Rapha, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are El Shaddai, our El Roy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We honor you. We lay our crown and we say, be thou lifted up. We exalt your name. We are before you, O Lord, this morning. We ask that your glory will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 16th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace and for his love over your life. Honor him, for he is the Lord and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare by his word that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I have a godly heritage. My heritage is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare into you today, I program victory into my day. I program blessing. I program peace into my day. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the name of the Lord over my day. May his name is glorified over my life. In the name of Jesus, I program favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I overturn every demonic agenda, every satanic schedule over my life. I overturn them today in the name of Jesus. I declare unto you this day, behold, the Lord is going to do a new thing for me. For this is a new day. I arise today in the name of Jesus. Oh, and I rejoice in the Lord. For he is going to do a new thing for me in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, I declare into manifestation God's divine provision for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today that you this day, you walk in alignment with the provision of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am a force that cannot be stopped. I have with me the weight of the Lord Jesus Christ. I gain strength in him. I am not weightless. In the name of Jesus, for he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, the power of redemption is in me. I am redeemed from all form of sudden death. I am redeemed from infirmity, from sudden attacks of the enemy, from sudden diseases. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus shield me from any form of sudden and intentional attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I command my day. I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate the grace of God over my day. I cancel evil legislation over my day. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I speak to system and structures of this day in the name of Jesus. You align with the counsel of God for me. You align with the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, this new day, you are a day of grace. You are not a day of grief, but a day of grace. In the name of Jesus, oh, favor becomes my experience this day. I am favored. I am not frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is established in my morning. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is established in my morning, in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare stability into this day. I declare grace. I declare favor. In the name of Jesus, creations in this day, you will not work against me. You will not fight me, but all of you will walk together and favor me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak to the gates of this day. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. The King of glory is at the gates. doors are open unto me, gates are open unto me in the name of Jesus. By the strength of the Lord, I possess the gates of the blessings of this day in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I declare light into every dark corners of this day. I will not walk in darkness, but the light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, this day you will favor me. The heavens are open unto me in the name of Jesus. The heavens are open unto me today. I receive unlimited supply of God's provision for me. I am helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to rejoice before the Lord because today is Sunday. Today is a wonderful day, another wonderful time for us to bless the name of the Lord, to thank Him for His mercy, for His goodness, for His mercy over our lives. Thank Him for that which He has done, that which is doing presently, and the one that he has promised that he would do for you. We are going to thank the Lord for His mercy. We want to think about His goodness, about His greatness, about His love towards you, towards me and my household, towards you and your household. So we are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 104. We are going to take from verse 1 to 15 or 16. Psalm 104. We want to talk about the greatness of the Lord. We want to sing about the wonderful works of our God. Do you know that our God is great? He's great in His greatness. He's great in His carefulness concerning us. He's great in His thoughtfulness towards us. Our God is meticulous in putting things together just to make life convenient for me and you, to make life convenient for everyone. Oh, let us bless the name of the Lord. Psalm 104 from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chamber in the waters, who makes the cloud as chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who make his angels spirit, his ministers a flame of fire, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be moved forever. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down in the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sent the spring into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. To the wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from the upper chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruits of your works. He caused the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of men, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of men, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens men's heart. Verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedar of Lebanon which he planted. Bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, I want you to worship the majesty of the Lord. Look at it. Read this Psalm 104 from verse 1 to verse 35. You will see how thoughtful the Lord is in His creation, how great the Lord is in His greatness. The Lord is thoughtful, is great in His thoughtfulness concerning me, concerning you. The Lord thought of you even before you were born. He has made provision for you to survive. He has made provision for you to live in peace. He has made provision for us to enjoy the grace that He has given unto us. Our God is great in His thoughtfulness. Our God is great in His greatness. Our God is majestic in His majesty. He created everything, arranged it in order, this, to give this unto this in this season. He made sure there is a boundary for this, so that this will not cover this, not to disturb the life of this. He made sure that this is arranged to give bread unto men, to give oil and to give wine to gladden the heart of men. Food to give strength unto men. Oh, give glory to the name of the Lord. Who told you the Lord did not thought of you? He has taken a careful thought of you even before you are born. The scripture says, he says in his word, that before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knows you. He knows all that pertains to you, and he has made the necessary provision for you. And that is why you have to bless the name of the Lord. There is a provision that is set aside for you. Bless his holy name. Thank him, because he's going to bring you in alignment with his provision, with the resources that he has provided for you. Give glory to the name of the Lord. Our God is thoughtful in his carefulness. Our God is wonderful in his provision for all of us. He had made provision for everyone on this planet Earth. Give glory to the name of the Lord, because today he's bringing you in alignment with his provision, with his grace, with his mercy, with his favor. Honor the name of the Lord. Father, we'll bless you this morning for your care, for your wonderful works. Oh Lord, we'll bless your name. You are good, you are kind. We honor you. We bless your name. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, we assess your provision for us in the name of Jesus. The resources that you have made available for us, we align our day, we align our life with your provision, with the resources that you have made available unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, as we congregate today, we ask that your grace be made available unto us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are praying, O Lord, that by your mercy and your grace, every missionary all over the world, especially in this nation, most importantly in the northern part of this country, we ask that your mercy will be upon them, that your grace will be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will refresh their spirit in the name of Jesus, that the hand of the Lord will be upon them in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord is at hand. So as you congregate today, as you rejoice in the presence of the Lord, keep in mind that his coming is close by. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.